Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. Let's listen to 165th to 167th verses of this chapter, Surah Ash-Shu'ara.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أتأتون الذكران من العالمين.
Do you approach males among the worlds?
وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ.
And leave what your Lord has created for you as mates, but you are a people transgressing.
قَالُوا لَئِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوطُ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ.
They said, if you do not desist, O Lot, you will surely be of those evicted.
أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ. قَالُوا لَئِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوطُ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. These verses start the main criticizing of Prophet Lut to his people. Of all the creatures in the world, do you come to the males? وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ. You leave what your Lord has created for you of your wives? بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ. Nay, you are a people transgressing. قَالُوا لَئِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوطُ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. And they said, if you desist not, O Lut, you shall surely be of those who are expelled. Now, we said how hideous and indecent act this sodomy is, that the person who commits it has to be slaughtered. And this is the punishment that this religion has set for him. Now, Prophet Lut tells the people that this is not a natural need you are following. This is not a spiritual need. This is not a bodily need. This has caused you to commit that deviated action, but this is not a need. This is only disobedience. This is only transgression that has polluted you by such an indecency and shame. You have left pure and natural bounty of Allah, and you have polluted yourselves with this indecent action. So, Prophet Lut, what he mainly does is that he implicitly tells them that their deed is like that man puts the good fruits aside and goes to fatal and polluted food. This is not a natural need. This is indecent. Then, in the next noble verse, Prophet Lut implies that you people, you are engaged with lust. And the Holy Quran says that the people of Lut, had been engaged with lust, pride, and haughtiness instead of obeying this divine leader and following his advice eagerly and delivering themselves from that polluted pool, they, instead of listening to him, instead of obedience, they stood against him. The verse said, قَالُوا لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوطٌ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. If you desist not, O Lut, you shall surely be of those who are expelled.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So this is what people of Lut answered him. They said, if you do not stop it, we will expel you. لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوتْ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. Those people told Lut that his words caused their thoughts to be confused, he made their peace to be disordered, and they were not ready to listen to him. And if he continued this job of warning them, his least punishment would be being expelled from their land. In some other places, the Holy Quran says that they fulfilled this threat and they ordered that Lut's family to be expelled out of the city because they were clean and did not commit sins. The Holy Quran said, they said, expel them from your town. Verily, they are a people who seek to purify themselves. Now, the misguided and deviated people sometimes reach a point that having a piety and chastity in front of them is a fault among them. Impurity, immorality will be honored to them. This is the evil end of a society that goes hurriedly towards corruption. This is what the Holy Quran warns. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.